This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for November 16th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, Jalen, today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Jennifer Nayer stepped down from Vela. She disclosed in a post in LinkedIn. The trade reported the move as well on her LinkedIn post. Nayer had been in the CEO role since 2015. The CME Group is living proof that going small can be big. The exchange operator yesterday announced that their micro equity index futures and options had traded more than 1 billion contracts since their launch. Micro E-mini equity index futures became available for trading across four U.S. indices, S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, Russell 2000, and Dow Jones Industrial Average in May of 2019. With micro E-mini options available on micro E-mini S&P and NASDAQ 100 futures contracts in August of 2020. Congratulations to the CME on this milestone. It is good to be king, or at least the CEO, of a huge global bank. JP Morgan's Jamie Dimon was allowed to skip Hong Kong's strict travel restrictions because of the size of the bank's operation in the Asian financial hub, Bloomberg reported. Friday, November 19th, 2021 is the deadline for the STA Women in Finance Ken Heath Award Advocacy and STA Women in Finance Mentor of the Year Award Mentorship. Nomination should be less than 200 words and should be emailed to sta@securitytraders.org. Daniel R. Gregus has been named as director of the Chicago Regional Office of the SEC. Gregus, a 28-year veteran of the SEC, has served as acting co-chair since June. Exchange Analytics has launched a new FINRA firm element and annual compliance meeting course, which is customizable to the needs of a firm's broker-dealer business. There is a link in today's newsletter for a demo of the course. The Wall Street Journal has a video titled, How DeFi Hopes to Disrupt Traditional Finance. There's a link in today's newsletter. The FT has a story titled, Cryptocurrencies, How Regulators Lost Control. Former Man Financial and MF Global CEO Kevin Davis was featured in an article in Authority Magazine, published on Medium, titled Remote Career Development, Kevin Davis of First Workings on How to Advance and Enhance Your Career When You Are Working Remotely. There were no new donations to the Jalen MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. A little last minute, but Cboe Global Markets is hosting an Investor Day meeting today with its exchange leaders, including Ed Tilly, Chairman, President, and CEO, to discuss the company's financial targets and strategies over the next 3 to 5 years. The two-hour presentation begins at 9:30 Eastern Time, but the good news is that it will be rebroadcast. Register with a link in today's newsletter to log in. The replay will be available on Cboe's Investor Relations website under Events and Presentations. Colin Canwright's latest FinTech Rising reports on a recent Federal Reserve survey on the push for faster payments, as well as on the meeting in Chicago last week of the Chicago Digital Asset and Cryptocurrency Association's Decentralized Finance Conference. Read about both with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. FIA Expo 2021 video. Tom Lazenga of TNS talks tech. Tom Lazenga is global head of sales at TNS, or Transactions Network Services, a fintech firm that provides global real-time data communication networks to industry participants. John Lothian News interviewed him at FIA Expo about the firm's offerings and its plans for the future. You can watch it on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Institutional Investor. Why a California bartender won't stop trolling Citadel's Ken Griffin. The GameStop saga brought retail investors into a larger debate on how trades are executed, from payment for order flow to latency arbitrage. On October 17th, a truck parked in Times Square beamed a digital ad that asked, "Do you believe Ken Griffin lied?" The question and the ad are part of an ongoing brawl between meme stock-loving retail investors and Wall Street heavyweight Citadel Securities, which Griffin owns. And the row shows no sign of ending soon, at least not if 40-year-old California bartender Catherine Larson has any say in the matter. My comment, bartenders are natural influencers. They not only influence people, but they influence people who are under the influence. Here's a story from Crane's Chicago Business. Chicago, the forever rat capital. So far this year, Chicagoans have called 311 about the rodents more than twice as often as New Yorkers, according to a study. Chicagoans have called in rat complaints more than twice as often as New Yorkers this year, according to a new study. A little more than 60,000 rat complaints were phoned into Chicago's 311 line between January 1 and November 10th, according to a study released today by RentHop, an apartment market data source and renter's tool. In the same period, New Yorkers made just fewer than 26,000 rat calls. My comment. At the CBOT, we used to have a bad floor rat problem. Electronic trading seems to have eradicated that problem. Here's a story previously mentioned from Authority Magazine. Remote career development. Kevin Davis of First Workings on how to advance and enhance your career when you are working remotely. Do everything possible to find or create a space to work from. This might mean asking roommates or other members of the household to align their own schedules to accommodate this need. My comment, funny that this story lists Kevin Davis as having been the CEO of Man Financial and leaves out MF Global, where he was CEO at the time of the IPO. But then his LinkedIn account does not list any experience previous to his founding of First Workings. Here's the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was the Wall Street Journal's Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto could be unmasked at Florida trial. Second was a Wall Street Journal opinion piece, The Chip That Changed the World, on the 50th anniversary of the launch of the Intel 4004 microprocessor. This writer's opinion that life has improved exponentially since is debatable. The third was DRW intern to full-time experience, a DRW video on YouTube. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you are not already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.